I think we need the recommendation of the quarry committee.
I'm a little confused. This document is from the municipal code. This is what sets it up.
No, we have the administrative rules, and there is a section of the municipal code, and also an ordinance, 2012 ordinance, establishing the membership of the quarry monitoring committee.
What's the section?
Section 10.19. And the ordinance is 2012-2077.
Chapter 10, Boards and Commissions. Chapter 10 sounds like UDO. 10.19. Quarry Monitoring Committee added by ordinance number 20112-2077, the composition of the committee and the duties and the terms. Appointment of the members shall be appointed as follows. Appointment of the members shall be as follows. This is this.
Right? Correct.
Okay. And so what you're saying, this in addition to the other document. So my thought is, typically, if you're going to take that administrative rules and procedures to the council, and if they pass it, then you just add onto the motion and to also amend, 10-19 of the Muni Code.
Okay.
Otherwise, my...
That's what I asked.
Okay.
Can we do it?
My concern with putting all the work into that ahead of time is they can put all the work in amending the ordinance, and if it doesn't pass the council, it's sort of a waste of time. And I don't know if it will pass the council. So, I guess, it's kind of your item, but why put the staff into that?
I'm taking advice.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we should do both if we're going to do one.
Okay, but do we need to bring that item to the next agenda for recommendation?
For this committee?
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is, that whole municipal is a legal document. That's the city attorney's job. So here's how it goes. When...
I would like to amend what we have.
Right, but pretend you're sitting there as an alderman and I'm sitting here as an alderman. We're up here at the council. And the council says, motion to adopt the policies and procedures as recommended by the Quarry Monitoring Committee and to direct the staff to also amend the municipal code to reflect those changes. And then it happens. Otherwise, if you do it ahead of time, you don't even know what the council may make adjustments to it. It might not pass. And then Regal is going to spend an awful lot of money or time and effort doing something that might not even pass, or so it can be done.
I just was aware of the glitch. If you call it just a glitch, and how do we procedurally get over the glitch is the right. Easiest way.
That's the least amount of work, unless you're
I don't know if we have to bring it twice. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what we should.
Right. Just
that's what.
When should just confirm decide. With if the which method the city attorney would prefer. But
okay.
And what I mean, the committee's aware of it, and we should proceed with that.
And please tell him that the concern is your efforts and work on that may be for nothing. And so, if you can get away with doing it the other way, it's going to save you some time.
And everybody's time.
Right.
So have the action sheet to revise or to amend the administrative rules and then to amend the municipal code accordingly to those
right.
changes.
Right. Well, the suggested motion would be to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the suggested motion would say, and if the administration rules are passed, also do this.
Okay.
Step one, step two.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that does conclude the recommendations to the Common Council, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're at reviewing the information on the website. They're regular, I told them just pick whatever pages you want, because it seems like if we're going to have any corrections to the website, we're going to have to do that. So it looks like he started off with the quarry complaint procedure as the first page.
Well, this is original as is on the website.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of this is really lengthy. So the first part is telling the residents, if you submit a quarry event complaint form and do not check the box requesting confidentiality, the quarry monitor or operator may send a representative to your property to discuss your complaint in general detail to review your property. I'm not really sure why we have two separate complaint processes, other than what happens with this complaint process is in the regular complaint process that every business and resident's home is under, after a certain amount of complaints are received, the city can have some authority to take some kind of action. So let's just say you've been given notice that you're parking on the grass and ordinance blah, blah, blah says you can't park on the grass, and you continue to park on the grass and your neighbors continue to complain about you parking on the grass. They can then send you and say something and say, hey, you're violating city ordinance.
A citation.
Right. With this procedure, which is separate from that and the only business in the city that actually has its own procedure, you never reach that point. They can say, we believe they're, you know, causing dust on the road and violating the ordinance, the PDD, and you can get 30 complaints on the same thing, and it never goes anywhere. It doesn't follow through that complaint process. So I'm really not in favor of this. They should be treated just like every other business in the community and, you know, follow the rules that are put there. I mean, the Rock has noise levels. Their complaint process isn't separate from this. Of course, a lot of times the noise level complaints are ignored, but at least they're documented in the same process as every other business in the city. So, Alderman Barber.
Does the my only thinking on it, and I've raised the same question, is why is there one? My only thought on it is it was possibly to incorporate the quarry into the process of answering the complaints or being aware of the complaints that are being submitted on the regular process they normally wouldn't be. I that's the only thing I can think of as to why there is a difference. It's just that it involves the quarry, and that's they could be aware of the feedback. That's all I can think of.
Well, and that was the whole process about the complaint procedure with every other business in the city and the neighboring complaints, that if you make a complaint, your name is not disclosed. So did the citizens, if the citizens want to get a hold of the quarry, they can get a hold of the quarry. They don't have to use the complaint process. They don't have to do this. They can call them directly and complain. And the quarry does get made aware of the complaints. The difference being that, with the regular procedure, the quarry wouldn't be able to have their names. But if the citizens don't care if the quarry has their names, they could just call them directly.
How did the ordinance come into being in the first place? Was this something that's recent history?
What ordinance?
Was it the Planning Commission that put that into effect?
No.
It was us?
Fire Department got the original complaints.
Right.
And then that process evolved into a more formal complaint process going through the Planning Department.
Through the Planning Department. So it would be up to them. We'd recommend to them that we take this on.
No, this is total council. Okay. Recommendation of council. The council has this decision-making authority over this.
Margie has some.
Commissioner Shore.
You know, I've had complaints that people that were supposed to get emails when they blast, the days they blast, I have to admit they're very faithful to call me because that's what I wanted. And they said they started out that they got it on emails when they were going to blast. Now they don't get nothing. Now what happened?
Yeah, I know we had a resident who had that problem last time, and apparently they looked into it. Then the young woman who takes care of that did, I think, add them back in, but I don't know.
Well, there's several of them that aren't getting it that used to get it. That's the way they call me and say, you know, I tell them to call the city or to call the alderman.
Marge, could you be closer to the mic, please?
I tell them to call the city or the alderman. I said, because I'm just going to transfer what, you know, to someone else. But they said they started out at first, and now they get nothing. Now, there's several of them have said that. Bruce, I don't know if Bruce gets his on email anymore either.
No.
See, nobody gets it. I don't know what happened, and they don't either. And I said, I don't know what happened. I'll bring it up at the next meeting, I said.
Well, we can ask Ray to look into that.
That was a voluntary act by the
quarry.
Actually, I was reading through statutes, and it says in there, and I wish I would have taken that page and printed it off, that they're required to notify residents with so many feet. And that was a state statute line I read. So I'm not sure that while they're telling us that's all volunteer, the process might be, but not necessarily notification.
Recent history.
You're correct,
they indicated,
Kristen,
that it would be that they're voluntarily doing that, but why they would stop, I don't know. I mean, that makes no sense to me either.
Well, there's one sitting right there in the audience, and they don't do it anymore for him either.
Yeah, so I guess the question would be for Raylu to ask them, did they repopulate their list and some people got left off or something? I know sometimes when I transfer email addresses to different programs, sometimes people get lost or they bounce or for whatever reason. Sometimes if you send up too many in a group, certain accounts like Yahoo and Gmail will say that's spam and it'll block it.
Well, so I feel they're very faithful.
They might have to break it up. I know when I used to send out my newsletter before I had the MailChimp program, I used to have to send it out in blocks of 50 people at a time, which I didn't send 50 and send 50 and said it took forever.
Yeah.
So that might be part of what's going on is they just, this incoming server is seeing it as a mass spam.
Well,
and it
I
might
suppose
be getting
I
blocked.
Could look back, but remember they told how many people called and wanted to be notified out of all the people, and there wasn't that many.
Alderman Barber?
Could we ask or put on the agenda for next month to have a quarry, the quarry committee, or the quarry itself, give us information on how many people have signed up for it along the way and if they have problems with that because it appears that there's some people aren't getting it. I'm not sure.
Well, why don't we just put that under updates from planning under Regalu, and he can just, when we get to that item of updates on the agenda, he can just add, okay, you know, update on
notification.
Right.
But I don't know how many people have asked to be on it and if there's...
Right, so he can make the call, okay, and he'll get the answer, and then we have an update. He can do it in his update status, just mm-hmm. like it wouldn't be a change of agenda item or anything. It's already covered under that. Okay,
that's what I'll tell them.
I'd like more information from the quarry on exactly what that process, where the status of that process is.
Okay, so back to what's here. I think we need to edit and take out some of this information. There's like a book here of reading, and I don't know if it's all necessary. And I personally would, if we just use the same quarry process for complaints, and put, maybe we just say, you know, the complaint form's on the city website. If you'd like to contact the quarry person directly, there's their number. and then the complaints that are on the city website, we can say right on that form, it says, you know, you'll be anonymous. So if you don't want to be anonymous and you want the quarry to know, you need to contact them directly. And that saves, you know, this kind of work issue, because then it's all populated in an electronic form and goes to the departments. So I don't know what. Contacting the planning department, they're so busy they can't take phone calls, and we'd be taking that duty off of them. It would just go through the process.
Can I make a motion?
Well, we can do that or do them all at once or whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
Well, the first part of the motion would be that we request a council action to remove that step in terms of the quarry complaint form and have it incorporated into
Point of order on that, sorry. The procedure, as my understanding was, that were to make these changes and then give them to the director of administration, there is no procedure for council to act on it. They basically don't want to do anything with it. So I told the mayor, since Mark Liberta was directed to do this, and Mark Liberta is too busy to do this, that I would put this on the agenda, we would make the edits, and then the edits would go to Mark Liberta, and if Mark Liberta didn't like them, then he apparently has the opportunity to nix or change whatever he wants, which is exactly what he did to our city newsletter article.
Your mic. Your microphone.
If the council so moves and does vote on a motion coming, it was my understanding that then Lisa can just go and act on that. That's nothing further would have to happen if we, like say, want something removed from the website or taken off, then that would be under the fact that would be Lisa who would be doing that. So that's what I thought was said. I'm not sure.
No, the motion is already made by the council for the director of administration to make these changes. The complication came in where the director of administration doesn't have time to make the edits. So that's when I said to the mayor, I will bring it forward to the committee. The committee will make those recommendations and hand them to the director of administration. And the mayor said, and then if Mark Liberta feels there need to be changes, he would make those changes. So if Mark Liberta doesn't agree with our changes, he should let me or Regular New know, me as the chair and as a staff member, and then those items could be brought back. Otherwise, we're inserting into the process a process that the council doesn't even want to deal with. So, you know, my guess is that particular issue might be one of those items that Mark Liberta might not agree with us on anyway. So, but we were given the authority by the council because the council's told Mark Liberta to do it, and he has the authority. So why, I don't understand why you want to take it back to the council for them to say.
This item has never come up as far as removing that.
This has been on the forms. This has been on the agenda since last December.
To combine the form?
Yes.
Or eliminate one?
Yes.
And just one use? That went before the council?
The whole thing, that everything on the website, that he was directed to make the changes and look at the content, and he never did anything with it.
Okay, so then it's our recommendation.
It's our recommendation that we send the recommendation to Liberta's office, and then he looks it over before he even allows Lisa to do it. That's how the last changes got done, too. So if you want to skip that section, if we can move on to the other sections, we can still
I'm just expressing my thoughts as to why, or just that.
Do you believe that if Mr. Liberta has
yes.
a problem with it, that he wouldn't tell Regalu or myself?
I have a feeling, and I don't believe, I have a feeling that he would not object to this in any way.
Okay.
So it would be something that could be given to Lisa to just take and change that format to say, please submit it to, through the regular process of the complaint form that's on the website, and just combine it into one. I don't think Mark would have, I don't think administration would have an issue.
And if he did have an issue, he would probably tell Regulo, and then if you wanted to bring it to the council to force the change or not force the change, then you could do it that way as well, right?
I don't want to be confrontive on it. I'm just trying to get the job done, is to make it easier for everybody.
Right.